Episode 82. If driving traffic to your website is important to you, then this episode is worth listening to. Good old Andrew Elder from Bongo IT talks us through some tips and tricks to rank higher in those all-important search engines.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name, as John has just told you, is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. This is an audio version of the blog written on the Green Umbrella website, and we usually post articles to do with online marketing and social media. However, on a regular basis, we do deviate from this topic if we feel a subject is of benefit to the small business owner. And yes, that's you guys. We post two or three times a week, and the audios usually last for about 8 to 15 minutes. Before we transition over to our guest blogger slot, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
As we're talking about SEO today, I have a keyword research tool for you called Longtail Pro. Longtail Pro is a powerful keyword research software, and Longtail Pro allows the user to generate hundreds or thousands of unique long tail keywords in a matter of minutes based on one single root keyword or multiple root keywords all at once. The need for Longtail Pro was born out of the experience of spending countless hours searching for low competition keywords. I've used it. I think it's actually brilliant. So that's called Longtail Pro, and it allows you to generate much more than perhaps 800 keywords using the data from a single Google keyword tool, and it's pretty cool. So check it out. That's longtailpro.com.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
Okay, well, it's time to head on over to our guest blogger to make his appearance. So let me introduce you to Andrew Elder from Bongo IT. Wicked name, by the way. This is Andrew's first appearance on the Green Umbrella website, and today he's talking to us all about the joys of search engine optimization in layman's terms. Over to you, Andrew.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
What does SEO mean in 2014? Search engine optimization, SEO, can't be thought of as a sole activity anymore. We have to think of SEO as part of a wider strategy, a content strategy. This is not to be confused with content marketing, which is also part of the overall picture, but not what defines the strategy. Having said that, with almost any website, it is easy enough to peer quickly and high up in the search engine results pages, SERPSs. For example, a client might say, I'm a hairdresser in Croydon. I have three local competitors. I have a premises, and I want local people to be able to find me when they search for hairdresser in Croydon. They will probably know my business by name as I get new business through referrals. Any SEO expert can create some meta tags with appropriate keywords, verify your site with Google Plus places for business, update the site content, create some backlinks from local business directories, and submit a sitemap to Google Webmaster Tools to make sure you come up in the top four results. That's SEO basics. However, if we modify the problem, for example, to I'm a specialist engineer of 3D printed parts for the motor industry. I want people to find me for X, Y, and Z, and I have 20 competitors already taking up the top spots on pages 1, 2, and 3 of the SERPs. I also need to be found when in non-localized searches. Then we must think of how to get people's and the search engine's attention. Thus, one must employ a content strategy, as well as on and off-site SEO. You can forget manipulating the search engines. SEO is not a dark art. We are writing for humans, and that means creating great content on a regular basis in a structured way. Here are my top tips for creating a simple content strategy. 1. Take stock of your current situation. What pages do you have on your website? Are you using social media? Are you using any other channels to broadcast your message? direct mail, adverts, etc. List everything and what it is supposed to be doing for you. 2, try to profile your customers. Where do they go online? What exactly are they looking for? And what makes them go, ah yes, that's exactly what I need. 3, examine your corporate objectives. Do they intersect with what your customers are looking for? Or did you just think they do? 4, list all the possible ways you can deliver your message, i.e. create the channels you could be using, such as direct mail, social media, magazine, newspaper, online adverts, TV, radio. Put them into order of importance, whatever you think that may be. 5, create a timescale and assign your chosen channels to it in a list. Excel works best. Block out time to work on each channel. 6, research the keywords you will employ across your content based on what your customers are looking for using the Google AdWords keyword tools. Include these in the titles of new content and throughout the content, making sure the content reads well and isn't cluttered with keywords. If you can link to other pages on your site from keywords or link to other sites' content, this is preferable to the search engines. They want you to create useful and informative articles for your users. 7, get creative and start making some content. So by now you're probably thinking, I hate writing original content, where is my motivation? Well, I can tell you that we have made thousands of pounds from creating a blog and other supporting content, which gets good visibility on Google. We write the appropriate material in our voice, and we make sure we have our keywords in our articles, site content, social media, and blog posts, so people find it interesting and interact with it, and the search engines like it too. So if you are thinking of buying SEO services, remember that this is only one part of the puzzle.
Thank you for listening.
Some excellent tips there, Andrew. Thank you so much for sharing. By the way, folks, you can follow Andrew on Twitter for regular tips and techniques related to website designs, SEO. Office 365 is his speciality. Just follow Andrew at @bongo_IT. So that's @bongo_IT. As always, you don't need to take any notes as we have a full transcript of the article and links to anything that's relevant within the show. All you have to do is go over to green-umbrella.biz/82. So yes, we're on episode 82. Anyway, that's it. That's me done for the day. Anyway, I shall see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.